Check of news you need to know. You need to know now.
Johannesburg 29, Pretoria 30, Emlachleni 27. The organization Undoing Tax Abuse has partnered with Parliament to improve public engagement in the legislative process. The collaboration aims to enhance transparency and ensure that the public's concerns are better represented. Artus Roberts Pence hopes the collaboration will promote an inclusive dialogue between the public and lawmakers, strengthening democracy and governing responsibly.
Parliamentary oversight is essential for democracy, but it cannot succeed without the active involvement of civil society. Civil society organizations bring unique value to this collaboration through grassroots engagement, community-level insights, research, and advocacy. This provides opportunities for joint problem-solving.
Operation Vallum Gordi is in full swing, ramping up efforts to crack down on illegal mining in Gauteng as united law enforcement teams hit the ground running. This was revealed by Gauteng Police Commissioner Lieutenant General Tommy Matombeni in Boksburg as he released the province's crime stats for the second quarter of 2024-25. Illegal mining has gained attention following the resurgence of hundreds of miners in Stilfontein, Northwest, and over the past months. Mtombeni highlighted the rise in Zamazamas and confirmed that areas with high illegal mining activity in Gauteng have already been identified.
We are still in force with the members of the South African Defence Force, the Department of Mineral Resources and Energy. And we know in Gauteng we are affected in mainly three districts, West Rand, Johannesburg, Ekurhuleni. But we are mindful of this phenomenon of surface mining.
Education activist Hendrik Makaneta has urged municipalities to organize safe and structured alternatives to pens-down parties for pupils done with exams. He expressed concern over risks such as substance abuse, violence and human trafficking at these unregulated gatherings. Makaneta suggests municipalities host alcohol and drug-free celebrations in secure venues with proper monitoring and safe transportation.
Providing safe transportation is also very important in order to prevent exploitation and ensure that they return home safely. Municipalities are uniquely positioned to mobilize resources, bring together stakeholders to create an environment that ensures these celebrations are both enjoyable and safe.
And the United States says it approved the possible sale of spare parts for F-16 fighter planes and radar systems to Taiwan in a deal valued at 320 billion rand, rather million rand. China insists self-ruled Taiwan is part of its territory and opposes any international recognition of the island, and it claims to be a sovereign nation. The United States, while not recognizing Taiwan diplomatically, is a major international backer. More on jackrandfm.com. Click on news. I'm Emiel Pienaar, hoofdminister, altyd werkzaam in die parlement om wetgevingsprocesse te verbeter.
Baie, baie dankie, Emiel.
Lekker Alex Jay, wat sê jy?
Ek sê baie min, my vriend, wat sê jy daar by Menin?
Who's that guy, Alex Jay, is he there?
Huh? What's going on, Butter?
Guy.
You can't even hear me.
Hop-hop's been a cop, are you there? Yeah. Listen, by the way, it's happening where I'm at today. So baie dankie, Alex Jay, volgende week terug op the Wind Zone tussen 12 en 4. Live from Millen Mall this morning, the only mall in South Africa. I stand today to say this is the only mall in South Africa that can mentally and emotionally mess you up. It's like finding a needle in a haystack. As jy nie presies, as jy nie, look at this, Josh.